from the Canadian press. Because, you know, Canada cares so much about its people, that wonderful socialist utopia that it is. Loneliness poses risks as deadly as smoking, says the Canadian Surgeon General. Really? Only if you're very lacking in self-awareness and don't like yourself very much and are not comfortable in your own skin. Otherwise, it poses no risk. Okay? Except maybe the risk of actually being happy and content without some other person to supposedly complete you.
Yeah, total bullshit.
All right, let's see what this idiot has to say. Now, here he is. Oh, of course, he's a non-white dude, a person of color. I don't know what color that is. Is he Indian? Middle Eastern? I don't know. He's a shill, that's for sure. Washington AP Associated Press says, and they're reporting this from the Canadian Times. Yeah, of course they are. Widespread loneliness in the U.S. poses health risks as deadly as up to 15 cigarettes daily. Really? How the fuck did you make that correlation? How'd you figure that out? By the way, doesn't cigarette smoking, it just like give you premature gray hair and cancer and a whole bunch of other health problems, usually respiratory? So you're saying... So I don't think loneliness causes the same health issues. They're trying to say here it's as deadly. What? Why? Is there more people self-deleting if they're lonely? So as many people are self-deleting from loneliness as are dying from smoking cigarettes? Really? Don't hundreds of thousands of people die a year from cigarette smoking? I mean, if we're talking worldwide, it's got to be millions. But just in America, well, maybe it's not hundreds of thousands anymore because cigarette smoking has become very unpopular in recent years. But a lot of people do still smoke. It's still got to be like a really high number. It's still got to be in the high tens of thousands. Are that many people self-deleting? Well, yeah, they probably are, actually. Yeah. But it's men, so you don't really hear about it. But loneliness is dangerous to smoke almost a pack a day? I don't think so. I don't think so, man. I don't know about that. I mean, I remember when my grandfather died at 80 from smoking 4 packs of Camels a day for like 65 years. It's this emaciated, gaunt skeleton of a human lying there, almost completely naked in the living room of his house while the nurse visiting gave him a sponge bath to his wails of protestation because it was so demeaning, because there were like 12 people sitting around him and he's naked sitting there getting a sponge bath in front of all of them, but they didn't give a fuck because, hey, makes them feel better that he's getting cared for. Yeah, he looked pretty bad. Are you telling me that being lonely is as bad as that? Wow, wow, wow. People are so lacking in self-awareness and know themselves so little that the need to be around other people to distract one from oneself is so great that they want us to believe that it's as dangerous to be alone as it is smoking. As to smoke. I don't know. Maybe it is. Let's see where they get this correlation from. Let's see where they get this. About half of U.S. adults say they've experienced loneliness. So what? Yeah, and? How does that correlate to being as dangerous as smoking a pack a day? Dr. Vivek Murphy said in an 81-page report from his office. I'd love to read. Well, no, I don't think I want to read this report. It already sounds like nonsense. We now know that loneliness is a common feeling. Right. But right there, you've just disproven your theorem. If loneliness is as dangerous as smoking, and it's so common, wouldn't most people be dead? I mean, that's not saying that most people that smoke die prematurely, but a lot of them do. All right, wouldn't a lot of people, a lot more people, be dying from loneliness if loneliness was so prevalent and it was as dangerous as smoking? I mean, I think more people have felt loneliness than smoke cigarettes. Where are all these people Dying from loneliness. If that many people were dying from loneliness, I would think that we would know. Yeah. Many people experience loneliness. It's like hunger or thirst. No, it's not. If you don't eat, you die. If you don't drink for 3 days, you die. If you don't eat for like 30 days, you'll die. The fuck you talking about? It's like hunger or thirst. No, it's not. I've lived alone for... Jesus Christ, let me think. 20? 20 years? I'm still here! And I'm not lonely! So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And even if I were, I haven't deleted. I don't have esophageal cancer or lung cancer or... Yeah, any other disease associated with smoking. Well, what nonsense. It's a feeling the body sends us when something we need for survival is missing. What are you talking about? But we don't need other people in our lives to survive. This is clearly focused at men, by the way. Men are getting a little too comfortable being alone. I mean, we've always been comfortable being alone, but more and more men are starting to figure out that they can be happy without a chick in their lives. No. If you don't have a chick in your life, we can't control you through the woman. We can't use your thirst to get you to do whatever we want you to do. That's no good. Can't have you being a lone wolf. Fuck that. No. We got to control you through the women. We got to control you through the women, and we got to impoverish you through the women. We got to get you married so we can get you divorced and on child support and alimony and bankrupt your ass. Because broke motherfuckers are easier to control, yo. They're too concerned with survival to be worried about the power that we're taking from them and the control that we're taking from them and how we're turning them into sheeple. They're concerned with where their next meal's going to come and whether or not they can pay their fucking rent. Murphy told the Associated Press in an interview, millions of people in America are struggling in the shadows. You didn't care before. What do you care now? By the way, this is an exaggeration. They're struggling in the shadows. Struggling with what? Loneliness? I guess more likely they're struggling to pay the fucking bills, pay their car insurance, pay their car fucking bill, pay their rent, pay electric bill, pay for their fucking medical. I mean, they're struggling, but it's not with loneliness. Jesus Christ. And that's not right. This is obviously not about women. Women can find companionship and everything whenever they want. Of course, they're lonely, too. They're more miserable than they've ever been. But they got to get the men back in the game, back on the plantation. This is really focused on men. This is really directed at men. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about women's unhappiness. Women's unhappiness is a direct result of them following their death cult feminist ideology, which is exactly what these people want. All right, so good on them. They're doing what the global elites want. Okay, no. But the men, they're not continuing to chase that poon and get married to the race that we need them to do. Oh, yeah. They're not producing enough. They got to produce more. They got to get into that marriage so they're incentivized to produce more so that we can steal more from them. So that they can get divorced. And then they have to produce even more because now they have to support two households where before they only had to support one. So no. This is directed at you men. You've got to be lonely. Or if you're not lonely, this is fear porn to make you afraid of being alone so you don't figure out that you won't get lonely if you are alone. At least not if you're somebody who knows yourself well, is very self-aware, and thereby don't need to distract yourself from yourself because you're afraid of what you might find, what you might see. No, you know everything. You see everything about yourself, and you've accepted who you are, and then you're comfortable with self, and then you don't need to distract yourself with other people and other things. That's why I issued this advisory to pull back the curtain on a struggle that too many people are experiencing. You mean men. You mean men. Okay, yeah. The declaration is intended to raise awareness around loneliness, but won't unlock federal funding or programming devoted to combating the issue. Oh, okay. I see. No, of course not. You're broke. You're spending too much on social welfare programs. You're spending too much on social fucking welfare programs for the homeless and for illegal aliens and, you know, not enough money to help the, you know, cis white dudes that we're targeting here. Research shows that Americans who have become less engaged with worship houses, community organizations, and even their own family members in recent decades have steadily reported an increase in feelings of loneliness. You don't say. Yeah, we've got to get them back in those churches so that they feel the need to donate 10% of their salary and make themselves even poorer still. Yeah. I've steadily reported an increase in feelings of loneliness. I'm confused here. Where's the evidence that proves feeling alone or being alone is... Oh, you said feelings of loneliness, which, of course, you're going to feel lonely if you're alone, which is what you're implying, which isn't true. Being alone doesn't mean you're lonely, but you're obviously trying to fear-porn people into not wanting to be alone by equating loneliness with smoking. And it's as deadly as smoking. Where's the evidence for that? The number of single households has also doubled over the last 60 years, thanks to your efforts in pushing feminism and turning women into bad men. Gross caricatures. Gross caricatures of men. You know how women are bossy, obnoxious, loud, rude, disagreeable. This is how I think men are. And they've secretly envied, well, maybe not so secretly, envied and prized male traits for years, the very traits that they call toxic, toxically masculine. Yet they adopt all of these traits that they think are what men are really like, but actually men are not like that at all. And these traits are just a total complete turn off to men. I mean, the establishment, academia, media, the government, they're to blame for this doubling of single-person households in the past 60 years. That's their goal. That's their goal. But their first goal was to get you married. And then they can get you enslaved to those kids via child support and that woman via alimony and make you even poorer. They got to do that first. You got to do that first, okay? Yeah. Then you're going to be real miserable. But at least you won't be lonely. You won't kill yourself because of loneliness. No, you'll kill yourself because you can't see your fucking kids and you invested 10, 15 years with some broad who dumped you because, she wasn't feeling happy anymore. And now you're living in a shoebox apartment and you're sending her 75% of your fucking salary and you can't afford to eat but two meals a day and one of them is a can of tuna. So you blow your fucking head off. But it wasn't because of loneliness, so you're good. Yeah. Your death doesn't count. Yeah, we all know that's true. Comes to men. But the crisis deeply worsened when COVID-19 spread, prompting schools and workplaces to shut their doors. That was the whole goal. Divide and conquer, baby, and sending millions of Americans to isolated home away from relatives or friends, or with their significant others who they quickly tired of. So the rate of divorce skyrocketed as well. Good on you, government. Yeah. People culled their friend groups during the coronavirus pandemic. Well, that was already happening naturally due to social media. And reduced time spent with their friends. The Surgeon General's report finds that Surgeon General is nothing more than a shill who pushes narratives based upon socialist ideology. You know, Americans spent about 20 minutes a day in person with friends in 2020. Down from 60 minutes daily nearly two decades earlier. Jesus Christ, when I was a kid, we spent hours each day around other fucking people, playing, socializing. When I was a kid, we lived on a 5-acre fucking plot of land. Our driveway was 4.5 acres long. I remember this great fucking snowstorm in like 74 or something. We opened our front door and it was snowed in. You couldn't see outside. The snow was like 8 feet high. It went all the way up to our fucking roof. We had a tunnel our way out. Took my dad like a week just to shovel the driveway. That's crazy. Oh, man. But it was a kid's paradise. Treehouse. Friends would come over. It was such a great fucking place to play and be a kid. You spend a minimum of like 8 hours a day interacting with other people. Now it's 20 minutes. That's great. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, goal achieved, globalists. Yeah, you've managed to atomize us and divide us to such an extent that we now spend almost no time around other human beings. Okay, Americans, I already read that. So the loneliness epidemic is hitting young people ages 15 to 24. Yeah, especially hard, of course. These are the people that are lacking life experience and self-awareness the most. This age group reported a 70% drop in time spent with friends during the same period. I'm still not seeing the evidence proving that loneliness, the feeling of loneliness, is can be equated with smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Where's the evidence for that? Oh, I just pulled that out of my ass. The fear porn people. Okay, Mr. Surgeon General. Loneliness increases the risk of premature death by 30%. Nearly 30%. Really? How? Are you going to tell us how? What do you mean it increases the risk of premature death? You mean by self-deletion? Okay. Really? How do you know? They're dead. It's not like you can poll people who blew their fucking head off. Hey, dead guy, why'd you kill yourself? How can you prove this claim? 30% more people who have self-deleted did so because they were lonely. How do you know? Well, I performed a necromancy ritual and I brought them all back to life just so I could ask him one question. So stupid. With the report revealing that those with poor social relationships also had a greater risk of stroke and heart disease. But correlation does not equal causation. How do you know that their poor social relationships is causal? I don't understand this. I'm confused! What do you mean? Wait. So people who had a higher risk of stroke and heart disease also tended to have poor relationships? But you just said everybody has poor relationships. People are spending like, at most, on average, 20 minutes a day around other human beings. Everybody has poor social relationships right now. So these people spend 0 minutes and everybody else spends 20? Where's the correlation here? Where's the causation? How do you prove causation here? Wait a second. Wait. So people not socializing a lot with others, you're implying, you're actually coming out and outright saying that they have an almost 30% higher premature death rate. Well, couldn't that be other factors? Like people who don't socialize with other people also oftentimes don't care about how they look, don't care about their health. So they're fatter, they're out of shape, they eat badly. People who tend to not care about socializing with others oftentimes are people who also don't care about these other types of things as well that are more likely to be causal factors than the poor social relationships. I mean, what you're basically saying is that fat, out of shape people who oftentimes are shut-ins have a 30% higher risk of premature death. Oh, and they also happen to have poor social skills. No shit! There's a reason they're big and fat and shut-ins and don't give a fuck. That you're associating that with poor social relationship skills because it's convenient for your narrative. But you've proven no causality. I've proven correlation, that's enough. Oh, is it? You're also implying that because these people are not socializing a lot with others, that they're lonely. But you haven't proven that. You can't prove that. I don't socialize much with other people, but I'm never lonely. So what the fuck are you talking about? Isolation also elevates a person's likelihood for experiencing depression. Does it? So, okay, yes. Maybe, could you also say that people who are depressed tend to isolate themselves? How do you prove which is the cause? Is it the isolation? And why are they isolating themselves then? Isn't there some other cause? So they're isolating themselves, which causes the depression. Well, what caused them to isolate themselves? And are you now saying that isolation leads to depression? Not necessarily. It doesn't have to. And yes, maybe there is more likelihood of being depressed if you're more isolated. But why are you self-isolating? Because we live in a world full of fucking people, yo. We're not locked in a fucking cell, so why are these people isolating themselves? So the isolation is caused by some other issue that wouldn't exist if we were self-aware and we knew ourselves and we knew our flaws and we knew our strengths and we were able to use those strengths that we were well aware of to fix our flaws, increase our strength in those areas where we're weak and where those areas exist that we really can't improve very much. We just have to accept those. But maybe we don't accept those and we're always working on them and we're improving over time, day by day by day. And because of this high level of self-awareness, self-knowledge, and being able to live our life in such a way that we give ourselves meaning in our lives because we know ourselves so well, and we know what gives our lives meaning because of that self-knowledge, and so we pursue those things that give our lives meaning, hence isolation doesn't depress us, and lack of social interaction doesn't depress us. So if we have that self-awareness and that self-knowledge, we won't be depressed even if we're isolated. And we're not going to isolate ourselves purposefully. It just happens kind of naturally because we don't have this great need to be around other people to distract ourselves from ourselves. Anyway, I think I went off a bit of a tangent there. Let's continue. So, yeah, isolation also elevates a person's likelihood for experiencing depression, anxiety, and dementia. Wow. That's a lot. That's a mouthful. So, isolation leads to anxiety. Does it? Increases the likelihood. Well, a lot of things increase likelihood for anxiety and dementia. Isolation increases the likelihood of dementia. Maybe there's some truth to that. Because when you socialize with other people, you're thinking more, you're using your noodle more, you're having conversations. Maybe. But couldn't you just do crossword puzzles? I mean, there's lots of things you could do to work the mind that don't require social interaction. Murphy did not provide any data that illustrates how many people die directly from loneliness or isolation. Yet don't say. So this is all just conjecture and speculation based upon causal links that he's created in his own mind, but the causes could be other things as well, and there's many things that could be contributing factors. So he didn't prove anything. This is just an opinion piece. Lovely. Oh, but he stated it as if it was fact, right?
Yeah.
The Surgeon General is calling on workplaces, schools, technology companies, community organizations, parents, and other people to make changes that will boost the country's connectedness. Didn't you just shut the country down for 2.5 years? I mean, well, now you want to fix things.
Yeah,
now that you have promoted antisocial behavior and antisocial sentiments and atomized people to the point where you say they're offing themselves as much as people are dying from 15 cigarettes a day, even though you can't prove that because you have no evidence to show how many people actually die from loneliness, but you still made that claim anyway, now you want to fix the problem you caused. Of course, that's what the government does. They create a problem and then they fix the problem. And, of course, they count on your short attention span, which they also created through the various drugs that they have introduced into your diet, the various chemicals that have deleterious effects on your brain and your memory. They count on that to, you know, mind wipe the fact that they created the issue to begin with. Yeah, you forget, right?
Yeah.
Of course, they have lots of bread and circuses to distract you away from that. Like World War III and wars in other countries. Yeah. He advises people to join community groups and put down their phones. When they're catching up with friends. Yeah, and employers should think more carefully about their remote workplaces and remote work policies. Yeah. And health systems to provide training for doctors to recognize the health risks of loneliness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because we need more mental health tags that we can slap on people to label them as dysfunctional or mentally ill because doing so fits our narrative. Yeah. Technology has rapidly exacerbated the loneliness problem. It wasn't the government shutting the country down. That wasn't the problem. Yeah. With one study cited in the report finding the people who use social media for 2 hours or more daily were more than twice as likely to report feeling socially isolated. So they were socially isolated. Did you also find out if they felt lonely? And did you also find out how many of those people killed themselves because of loneliness? No, you didn't do that. Then those who were on such apps for less than 30 minutes a day. Imagine that. People using social media more felt socially isolated more. You didn't prove any causation between that and self-deletion. Or they didn't even say self-deletion. They said premature death. Yeah. Well, that wouldn't be a surprise. Now, premature death, so it could be anything from self-deletion to being a big, fat, sloppy pig that develops type 2 diabetes. Because they're spending so much time on social media, i.e. they're sitting around all day on their fat ass, stuffing their face with Twinkies, so they drop dead from a fucking coronary, and you're blaming that on loneliness. Kind of sounds like how during COVID, everybody that died from falling off a ladder was labeled a COVID death, because that was also convenient for the narrative and the fear porn to advance said narrative. Anyway, Murphy said social media is driving the increase in loneliness in particular. His report suggests that technology, and that is true, actually. That is the main goal, to divide people. His report suggests that technology comes, and of course, also, front load the most recent narrative, propaganda programming, into people's brains. He suggests that technology companies roll out protections for children, especially around their social media behavior. Well, isn't that a parent's job? No! It's the government's job to raise your child! Yeah. Of course, a socialist commie pinko scumbag would think that. I mean, why don't you as a parent just take their phone? Why are you giving your kid a phone? Or why don't you just give your kid a phone without a SIM card? They can still dial 911. Every fucking cell phone in America and in most developed countries, you can dial emergency numbers and cops. You can dial 911 or whatever the emergency number is without having a fucking SIM card. Or even if they do have a SIM card, you can block internet access on that phone. I mean, you're the fucking parent, right? And it requires a code? Nah, their kids don't have the code. So they can use the phone to maybe make phone calls. That's it. You could disable text messages. I mean, there's so many things you could do to limit the child's ability to use social media on that fucking cell phone, and it's just a phone. Or they don't have a phone at all. Oh, no. Gee, how did I get by as a kid? Late 60s, early 70s, without a phone, without a cell phone. Oh, there was no history before 1995, apparently, whenever cell phones came out or became very popular. I don't know. But whenever that was, before that, no, there were no people. We didn't get by without cell phones. No. There's really no substitute for in-person interaction, Murphy said. Well, I would agree. Maybe. I don't know. I don't give a fuck either way. As we shifted to the use of technology more and more for our communication, we lost out on a lot of that in-person interaction. See, I don't really... See, this is just me. But I don't really see the big fascination with the in-person. It's not a need. I mean, granted, it is better. It is nice to be able to talk to people in person and have that social interaction back and forth. But it's never really bedazzled me. And it's not something I need. It's like a luxury. That said, yeah, okay, in-person interaction is nice. And for some people, it's better. But I don't think it's required to not feel lonely. Or you need interaction with other people up close and personal to not feel lonely. I don't believe that at all. And it's not the case for me. How do we design technology that strengthens our relationships as opposed to weakening them? See, I think the technology enhances things. If I have friends, close friends, or a girlfriend or a wife, or, something like that, yeah, I'd want to spend as much in-person time with them as humanly possible. Otherwise, I don't really need lots of close in-person interaction with people, because it's kind of like the dessert. It's empty calories for the most part. If that person is someone that's close to me, and that I value greatly. And having them in my life is positive. And it's a net positive for my well-being, and I enjoy being around them. Absolutely. Otherwise, I don't give a fuck. I really don't need social interaction much, if at all, and I don't actually want it unless it's with somebody I actually care deeply for. So I think that's what I think a lot of the problem that we have in our modern world isn't so much social media as it is a lack of meaningful relationships. Now, you could argue that people aren't finding more strong, meaningful relationships with others because they become dependent, too dependent on social media. And there could be an argument made for that. But I don't think that the alternative is to simply give up technology and to give up social media. You got to find a happy medium. You got to find some way to moderate these things in your life. You got to find a healthy middle ground. And I also don't believe that loneliness is causing people to die as much as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. Then again, oh, here's a post here at the end. This story has been updated to show that the Surgeon General said loneliness poses health risks as deadly as smoking up to 15 cigarettes daily, not 12. So originally he said 12. Now he's saying 15 based on no empirical evidence. Well, I thought 15 was a more round number and would shock people more because I have zero evidence that loneliness causes as many deaths as 12 cigarettes a day, so I'm going to up it for the shock and awe factor. Why didn't you just round it up to 20? Got me a full pack, baby. This is ridiculous. What a ridiculous story. So, yeah, in my opinion, people, what I'm saying is that you should be spending time around other people for the right reasons, not the wrong ones. And I think too many people, too often, not just today, but throughout history, seek out the company of others so that they don't have to spend more time alone with themselves. You should have no problem being alone and being comfortable with you and not having to constantly find distractions away from self. But people tend to use other people to distract themselves. And that, I think, leads to a lack of meaning in regards to meaningful relationships with others. Because if you don't know yourself very well, if you don't have that self-knowledge, if you don't have that understanding of self, then you're not really going to be able to connect with other people on a level that's really meaningful. So you're going to end up having pretty much surface and facile relationships with other people, even when you think you're making some kind of connection. So I don't actually think that social media is the big, giant, demonic entity that people portray it as. I think that a lack of introspection and a lack of critical thinking skills and ability to employ logic, these things are more of a contributing factor to people being alone and feeling lonely than social media actually is. But anyway, let me know what you think in the comment section. Is this doofus right? Is this person of color, which is probably why he got the job in the first place, instead of on merit, correct when he says that feeling lonely is leading to almost 30% more premature deaths from various means, even though he can't prove that. He hasn't proven a causal link, nor did he prove a causal link between loneliness and cigarette smoking in regards to how many people die, being equal in some way. But what do you think? Let me know in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Like, subscribe, go check it out.